This is the Capture Your 365 podcast, the podcast about everyday photography for everyday photographers. This is episode number 8, Get Your Photos Off Your Computer, recorded on January 27th, 2014.
Welcome to the Capture Your 365 podcast. This is Katrina Kennedy, and we are recording today episode number 8. I'm excited to have my lovely regular co-host with me today, Kelly Buss. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I am doing quite well, I must say. I have 11 days of yoga under me for the last 2 weeks, so I'm feeling very relaxed and ready to breathe, and feels good.
Good, good. And I saw your kitchen, or now your laundry room, is in flux or something.
Well, my laundry room was part of the whole kitchen remodel. We actually took a wall, put a wall in where it had led into the kitchen, and then took a closet out to make my laundry room bigger. So I now have flooring in my laundry room, and all the finished work in that should happen over the next couple of weeks. And then we just discovered that there are two 3-day weekends this in February. So I will have counters, knock on wood, by the end of February in the kitchen. So
very cool. And a tired husband.
And a very tired husband. he's very tired. I'm trying to be very kind to him lately because he is, you know, he's fitting every kitchen, laundry room, and, you know, upstairs bathroom too, because we gutted that. He's fitting all of that into working as a teacher with 150 freshmen every day. So,
Ooh, yeah.
So good times. And everybody in your house good?
Yeah, we're well. We're warm. And besides that, we're just busy trying to plug through our homeschooling, you know, schedule. But nothing exciting.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Sometimes nothing exciting is the way it should be.
I completely agree.
We are very lucky today to have a special guest with us. She is a dear friend of mine and an awesome, awesome designer that many of you may know. I'd like to welcome Cammie Leonard. Hi there, Cammie.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. And you have some. You had some design work going on in your house, too, didn't you?
Yeah, it wasn't nearly the scope of yours. It was more just moving furniture, like rearranging how we have things set up. And it seems like every room got a piece of furniture from a different room, and we just kind of shuffled things around, and we redid my daughter's bedroom.
It's adorable, too. I love the photos you posted of it.
She's really kind of gotten out of the... A little, she's 9 now, so you know, she's 9.
She's not a little kid anymore.
She's not a little kid anymore, so we kind of did the, you know, tween upgrade, I guess. Although I'm like, this has got to last, you know, this is it.
you get this bedroom until you're 18, like it or not.
And then it's our guest bedroom, and yeah, that's going to be, it was, you know, trying to paint and we put new floors in, and then we put a new closet door in, and it was just kind of been crazy the last couple of weeks. So I was thinking about, in fact, I was telling my husband about you the other day, and I was like, yeah, you know, she had cups sitting on her toilet in her bathroom because of the kitchen. And I'm like, I don't know how she did that because I can't even handle this, you know. So.
It's interesting what you become accustomed to when you have to, you know, I still have plywood countertops, and I'm really okay with those because I have running water.
So, absolutely.
I'm appreciating the small things. It is. So Cammie, tell everybody where they can find you and what your world is all about.
They can find me at scraporchard.com, and which is a digital scrapbooking website. And my whole life seems to revolve around that. you know, it started as a hobby, but it's my passion. And so it's grown from there. And it's just a way to, once you have your pictures, to kind of just, you know, take it a little step further and have fun with it to, you know, help you tell the story of the picture.
Awesome.
Wow. Now you're a co-owner of that, aren't you, Cammie?
Yes, it's me and my sister.
Okay.
And we are in our sixth year, going on our seventh year, I think, in April. I lost track the other day. Someone is asking me, and I think it's like five. And I was like, no, maybe six. I don't know.
Wow.
It actually 2008. It says 2008 on your header.
Yes. So okay. Whatever the math would
whatever
that
the
would
math
be.
Is.
We opened in 2008.
We'll let everybody do their own math today. Yeah, I keep forgetting those. It's 2014, so I'm shorting everything a year as well.
Yes. I know. So it's me and my sister, and we have an amazing team of extremely talented designers, and that's what we do.
Awesome. Awesome. We're going to talk much, much more about all the fabulous stuff that you do. I want to go ahead and share our sponsor message. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Life Captured Through the Lens, the class that went away and then you all asked to have back. I had this brilliant idea last year that I was going to retire it and I was going to do something totally different and totally new. And then I got all of these emails and Facebook messages saying, Katrina, what are you thinking? And so I rethought it, and we're offering it again. It starts on February 24th, and registration is now open. You can go to capture365.com and find the registration link for Your Life Captured Through the Lens. And this is the class that is perfect if you are ready to move your camera off of auto and dive into manual mode. You'll go step by step. Into manual, you'll have support, a gallery, and a class forum to help you along. So, Kelly, you took that class. That was one of your very first with me, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I just still remember, I think I've said it before, but the specific time when I took a picture and I had that wonderful bokeh behind
Yay.
The little whatever figurine I was using. I was like, oh, I can do this. I can get it. It was just a really, really nice feeling. I love it.
Nice. Well, I'm excited about doing it again. It is a favorite class, and honestly, I don't know what I was thinking. I think I'm not going to leave decisions to myself anymore. I'm just going to ask everyone else what I should do and run from there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can be influenced with those emails, so you know, sometimes that's a good thing.
Exactly. So I think we have some influential emails that you have, or at least a couple, don't we, Kelly? Do you want to go ahead and share the mail for today?
Yeah, I have one from Redonda, and she left this on the last podcast we did, and she says, "Thank you so much. I wish I had listened to this earlier. I have been in the I need perfection mode, and it's a struggle. And it sucks the joy right out of the process. I totally feel motivated to do this now. I'm learning so much, too. I was wondering about the Capture Your Life Through the Lens class. Is that for February 2014? I'm a little confused on the dates. And the registration says 1/15, or when you click on it, et cetera, et cetera. She says, I'd love to do this class, hoping it's for this year and not for next. Well, we've already answered that, but I love that she chimed in to let us know that it really rang true with her, that she needed to hear that I'm not in perfection mode, because that's where I am right now. I mean, I feel like life is always taking a turn and I'm not putting in as much time as I would like to in my photography. And I can get into the beautiful gallery and I can see beautiful pictures over and over again, and just being satisfied with finding the joy in my pictures and in my moment, and not comparing myself to what everyone else is able to do at a different time in their life.
Absolutely. I was just reading an article online about someone who titled it, 365 is sucking the creativity out of me. And I thought, well, that is just so sad that, one, that's probably a good point to step away, but that's also a good point to look at your perfection and what you are asking of yourself, and step into a little bit more realistic perspective of what you're trying to accomplish. And you're right, the gallery is filled. The gallery is brimming with amazing photos. But, I have to say, the photos that I am drawn to are still those slices of everyday life, those very real moments that really capture what someone's day looks like.
I agree. And that's, what I just keep reminding myself when I feel a little discouraged that I haven't been able to, is that like I said, this is my passion, what's interesting me, and being satisfied with what I'm able to do and the time that I'm able to put into it. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're going to talk all about photos today, and specifically getting photos off of our computer, because we've all taken a ton. Even if you're not doing a 365, chances are you have more photos today than you've had at any point in your life before. And, you know, it's great to have them on your hard drive. And you know, I'm one to say this because most of mine reside there. But I think there's even more satisfaction to be gained and more connection to your project when you move them off of your computer. And so that's why we've asked Cami to be here today. She brings us that scrapbooking perspective, and we'll share some of the projects she's done. So let's just talk about that, ladies. What are your favorite ways to get your photos off your computer and into your daily life? What are some of the things that you have done?
You go first, Cami. We're not used to having a guest, so I have to remember.
I know. I'm sorry about that. It's usually Kelly. It's like the two-person show, and we've learned how to step over each other and on each other. So Cami, what are your favorite ways to get them off your computer?
Well, you know, primarily it's the digital scrapbooking, you know, making the layout on the computer and then printing it. So I'm not, you know, printing the photos independently as much as I'm doing my layouts and having those printed and then putting them in my books. But I have, I like, it's funny, with the mail comment about the perfection and everything, I start all of these projects, and I keep, like, you know, December Daily and 365 and Project Life, and I keep starting all these projects, and I'll get, like, you know, I don't know, I think like a quarter of the way through, and I'm really good, you know. But I've really, like, come to really accept that is my process. I'm going to be really excited. I'm going to get a quarter of a way through it, and that's what it's going to be. But it's something. It's better than nothing, you know. And so my daughter and future generations are going to inherit a bunch of, like, you know, half quarter finished projects. But I, you know, I start one every few months, so I think I'm getting a pretty good, you know, coverage of the year. It's just they're all over the place. But
do you print your pages then, or do you wait till you get a book, or they?
I print my pages.
Okay,
like 12x12. I print with Persnickety prints, and I do just the single 12x12 photos, and I put them in a page protectors, because I find that I get really inspired when I get my layouts back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. And my daughter loves looking at them. And so if I wait, you know, and I to have enough to fill a book, I lose momentum. But if I just send a few to print every 10 or so, send them to print and get them back, then I kind of get inspired again to keep going. And it's kind of like a little bit of a reward, you know.
Yeah. Nice. So do you put your different quarter projects together to create a whole project, or do you have, like, a quarter December Daily, a quarter 365?
That was my joke. The next thing I'm going to do is going to be called Project Projects.
Nice.
I'm going to consolidate all of these, and then it's going to actually be a scrapbook. So I will have gone full circle, and I will be back to having a scrapbook with scraps of the projects that I've been doing the scrapbook.
I love it. So I know we have a lot of people in our community who are new to scrapbooking and actually new to photo editing as well. And so they're trying to make the decision about what they're going to use, what different program they're going to use. So what program do you use for your scrapbooking?
I use VS, or actually I'm in the cloud now, but I use Adobe Photoshop, VS or CC, although Element now is. When I first started, I was using CS, just CS. And then I think my first upgrade was to CS2. I think Elements now is the equivalent of, you know, CS2. So I think you could definitely do pretty much everything in Elements, Photoshop Elements.
Nice. And, okay.
Yeah, it just kind of started, my digital scrapbooking started as an extension. I had my pictures on the computer. I was editing them. I was putting, you know, words on them, typing, you know, journaling on the side of them. And it just kind of started evolving from there. Like, oh, well, what if I put a little flower next to that, you know, typing or, you know, and then it just kind of kept getting bigger and bigger to, you know, full page layouts. But it really started just with photo editing, because I was already in Photoshop editing my photos, and I thought I might as well put the date, you know, put a little caption at the bottom with the date and where it was taken, and maybe a couple of, you know, words or something to explain what it was about, and it just kind of went from
there.
Can you hear me?
Are you there, Kelly?
I did. Did I just go away?
I think we lost you, but it was a beautiful time, because Cammie was just talking about using Photoshop.
Yes.
And
I heard that. I'm sorry. It was probably about 2 seconds. I'm sorry for interrupting, but also
no, that's okay.
No problem. No problem. You know, it's Cammie, it's interesting. I really started the same way. My husband bought me Photoshop Elements so that I could edit my photos. And I just, you know, got more and more into editing. And then I wanted to put my first book together to give him as a gift. And so I did this crazy search online to find free products, and suddenly I was scrapbooking, and for me, my scrapbooking is really fairly simple. I like to have the photo and the story that goes with it, and then I'll add the date. And I really don't embellish a lot beyond that. Occasionally, I'll get kind of intrigued by something, by some new product that a designer has. But I do keep it really simple. Kelly, how did you get started in scrapbooking? What was your path?
Well, I was a paper scrapper for a really long time, and I had some friends kept telling me, look at digital, and I just kept swearing it off, going, no, it is not the same. It is not the same. And it wasn't the same, you know, 10 years ago when they first started with digital. And so I came back to it, and I realized if I was in Photoshop or Photoshop Elements, that I loved it so much more than paper scrapping. I think I was some of the other scrapbooking, you know, softwares don't give you quite as much freedom like Photoshop. And so once I discovered that, I was in it all the way and sold like every piece of paper scrapping equipment I had on Craigslist. And I'm all the way in. So I do a lot of scrap.
Yeah. I think that we all have that story where it just, we were like, you know, ready to go. We packed all of our paper supplies up and, you know, gave them to the neighbor or the friend or something and said, you know, we're fully committing to Digi. But, you know, it was, for me, was just being able to do so much, you know, with the supplies in the program and not having to worry about if I cut this paper and then I don't like it, I can't undo it and stuff like that. And then just that I'm going to have to print that picture anyway. So to paper scrap, so this is just allowing me to kind of print it as a layout and then put it in my book.
That's so true. I started, I did a couple of crops with friends right after Ian was born. And I would, you know, I'd get all the paper stuff together and I'd go spread it all out on a table, and then I'd have to go to Costco to get my prints. And then I'd come back and I'd be like, well, but I want this one. I love this photo now that I see it printed, and I want it 5x7. I don't want it 4x6. And then I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Costco again.
Yes.
So I was never at the crops because I was always overprinting my photos.
Yeah. I remember being at crops and like texting my husband and being like, okay, now I need you to go on my computer and take that same picture and send it over to Walmart. Because now I wanted it an 8x10, not a 4x6.
Right.
Oh, no. And so, yeah, that's the thing. As you're building it in the program, you can make it as big as you want and move it and yeah, not have to keep going over to pick up more prints on the same picture.
Well, I think, I mean, because, you know, a lot of us are photographers, or the photo drives the story, that digital or scrapbooking fits perfectly because of those reasons you just said, because I want to be able to do a 12x12 photo if I want, or a 10x10, or whatever, and be able to make that decision immediately and not have to always go back and forth. Because for me, if everyone ever looks at my pages, they're always driven by the picture. There's very little journaling on my pages. So.
I'm not a journaler either, actually. So yeah, it's very much just about showcasing the picture.
Yeah. I am a journaler, but I have actually had to back off on my journaling some because you know, my favorite pages would be like one giant photo and half a page of journaling. And I just wasn't getting anything done. You know, I wasn't getting my photos off my computer. I wasn't using them in any way. And so the last year, especially, I've gone to like one sentence. I can have one sentence about a photo and then move on from there, especially doing it with, you know, 365. I've got 365 photos. That's a lot of stories. That's a lot of journaling to capture.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's true. So the last few years, Becky Higgins and Project Life have become huge. Mm-hmm. Hard to go anywhere and not hear about it. And you've definitely added the pocket scrapbooking elements into your designs, Cammie. Can you tell me a little bit about like the evolution of getting there and what inspires you about pocket scrapbooking?
Yes, I can. Actually, it was I kind of hadn't really gotten into the pocket scrapping thing until CHA last year when you came down and, you know, we were all hanging out and everything. And I don't know what it was about that whole experience, but something, it just, you know, I realized that weekend I wasn't using my DSLR. I was using my phone and Instagramming and that, like, it in that case, it would be so much easier for me to just print those prints up and put them in a pocket with a card next to it that kind of had, you know, a brief description of it. And maybe it was because of there being so many different pictures and different stories in that, you know, kind of a time frame, that something just clicked and I was like, okay, I think I'm getting this. Like, I think I understand the appeal to the pocket scrapping. And so it kind of started from that, just experience of, you know, kind of like, I think that was when I first started really understanding Instagram or getting the appeal of Instagram. And so, you know, if I have this one picture and it's just a little snapshot and it's not a really big story, but it is something I want to remember, but I don't really want to do a whole 12x12 layout on this one little 4x4 picture, you know, then that to me kind of made sense. Then I would just put it in this album and have a little journaling card next to it that was kind of just, you know, going over the details, you know, who, right, what, when, where.
Just kind of speeds up the process then.
Yeah, yeah. And then you could just kind of like slip them into all of these pockets. Now, I think that pocket scrapping has evolved over the last year or couple years to it almost its own style, which has its own appeal too. But at its core, I think it's supposed to be very simple and not really elaborate. But, you know, every once in a while, you know, you love to get out the washi tape and the stamps and make these pretty beautiful cards to go in your album. But it really is meant to just be simple and quick so that you're getting the stories and you're getting the important information down and documented and not overwhelming.
You know, it's kind of the 2014 version of the plastic albums I remember my mom having, yes, with the sleeves where you just, you know, you just slid in the 4x6 photos and, you know, for her, the writing was on the back most of the time and like that's where the story was. So it kind of pretties it up some and does it in a nicer way.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I remember I have those albums, you know, from when we first got married and everything. And it was like, you know, 2 4x6s. And mine had this little strip in the middle that you could put a piece of paper in it. You could write So, yeah, it is that. It is totally that, only in just a little bit of a prettier format. But, and you can take it as, you know, and embellish the cards and all kinds of fun stuff. And Ali Edwards is She's amazing with what she does, you know, stitching and it's gorgeous. And I like to do that too, but that's more of a creative outlet.
Right. You can add to it.
Yeah.
And I think you and I saw Allie Edwards' Project Life book, mm-hmm. like her real book. We got to go through it when we were in Anaheim. And there was something about seeing it all together for me that was amazingly appealing. And she has, while she has a really, artistic look to it, it also had a simplicity to it that I really loved.
Yeah. And when you hear her talk or read her blog or anything, she really has, I think, just let go of that need for it to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Am I here? For that need for it to be perfect. And I think that once you can get past that and just accept it's going to be what it's going to be, it ends up being perfect. Like if you can, it's like this abandonment, but if you can just go with it and know you may not, Project 365, you may only get 250 out of 365. That's still awesome. Like
exactly.
That's still amazing. And so not focusing on the 50 you didn't get or 60 or whatever, but looking at it as a whole and saying, I have 250 pictures from last year that tell the story of our lives. And that my children and their children are going to be able to look back at and just see the everyday mundane things that we did or are in our house or in our city or around us or whatever. It's like that is what you're. What
yeah,
you're
it's
giving.
A, it's an amazing feeling. I just spent the weekend. Getting my 365 photos from last year all into the Collect app and then moving them from the Collect app to Persnickety Prints to have them printed. And going back through, I actually have 367 because there were 2 days I decided I wasn't going to pick. Mm-hmm. So I just went with 2 photos. And looking at all of them, it's just this sense of connection to that time. It's an amazing feeling. And there are so many moments that I don't even, I remember taking the photo, but I think I would have forgotten it. I would have forgotten those little details. I would have mm-hmm. forgotten those little moments if I hadn't taken that time. And then I know for me, I'm going to end up with 365 physical prints. Mm-hmm. And I've shared before that those are going to go into a box. It's going to go onto my coffee table. But then at the end of the year, I've decided that those will then just be slid right into a pocket scrapbook so that they have a more permanent home. Mm-hmm. And it should be really easy. But I want that really tangible thing to touch and share with my family.
So are you printing like 2x3s then? Or what are you printing from Persnickety?
I am printing the 3x4 Project Life card. Style.
And will it have the little journaling underneath it from the Collect app?
Yeah, it'll look exactly like the Collect app.
Okay.
So you're
going to take a picture of that collection or like a fanned out collection card?
Absolutely.
Share them
Absolutely.
With us as soon as they
come. Yeah. As soon as they come. It took a long time to upload 367 photos. And it happened from my phone. So I was uploading from my phone to the Persnickety site. And it kept cutting off. Like my phone kept turning off and I'd have to turn it back on. And there's probably a more efficient way to do that, like do it once a week rather than once a year. It's really cool to see them all together. And I'm excited to see how big the stack is that they end up sending me. So Kelly, have you done any pocket scrapbooking?
No, I haven't actually. I've looked at it a lot. Last year I did 1 month of pocket scrapping and I kind of fell off the wagon with the pocket scrapping after that month. I like it a lot, but I think what happens for me is I was doing it digitally and there were still too many decisions. I couldn't make up my mind. So they just took too much time. And so this year, what I've been picking for how I'm going to do my pictures, I take out try to take out as many decisions. I went back to what I did 2012, which was a design that Patty Knox and Dana Morton had come up with. And it basically was all black, you know, just put the pictures on, tell a little bit of a story and move on. And I'm kind of going back to that, except for I'm trying to weave some of Cammie's projects and colors in, where I need just a little bit of color here or there. Yeah. So I just, all of a sudden I look at it and I'm just like, oh, and if it takes me an hour to put it together, that's too much for my project life part of it. My 365, I spend right. time like that. You know, if I'm scrapping something that's really moving or creative or something, but just my weekly photos, if I have to do an hour every week, and that's not the project's fault. That was my own.
Side. You mentioned Cammie's product, which I think, you know, we need to talk about a little bit more, because Cammie is doing this amazing, amazing thing that she is making a monthly product for Capture 365. So they coincide, coordinate beautifully with our prompts, and they're so cool. They feel like me, which was really nice that they, you know, they're not over the top. They're kind of classic Cammie design. And, you know, I've thought a lot about how I was going to use them too, since I specifically asked Cammie to do this for me. I thought, well, I probably should use these after I've asked. but I'm going to do it a bit hybrid, which I know is different. We've been talking about, you know, being all digital. I am actually printing mine each month along with my monthly photos. And I'm going to put them in that box that I've been talking about on my coffee table, which will appear as I'm asking my husband to work it in before he finishes drawers in my kitchen. See where my priorities are. And I'm going to put the cards next to the corresponding photo. And so they'll kind of be like these fun little markers that go throughout the year. And they'll add a little bit of color. And I actually am really toying with writing on them, like with my real handwriting, which mm-hmm. is not something I do very often. But it could be something that I do while I'm sitting with my husband. We usually sit for about an hour each evening and watch some show on Netflix. But I have to be doing something during that time.
Yeah,
I'm not a sitter. And so it might be my time where I just add a little note here and there to those cards, a little something more than the one or two lines from the Collect app. And then I've got Cammie's products going for me, and I get my project done faster this year, and I don't wait to upload it all at once like I did for 2013.
Yeah, I wanted to mention something that I have done last year, and I think for folks that are kind of wanting to start getting those pictures off, but they're just really they're not interested in digital scrapbooking, is I've used the Blurb plugin inside of Lightroom. And I did that last year for all of my travel pictures, 2013, for my trips to San Francisco. Actually, it was 2012. Back, San Francisco, Calgary, and Atlanta. And I put all of those into one coffee table type book with no embellishment, no journaling except for a few dates, you know, and a few headline type, you know, no story really. So it looks very clean and kind of just graphic. And it was about an hour of my time for about 400 photos, because Lightroom does so much of the work for you.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring up, there are some ways to get them off your camera that you don't have to feel like you have to go learn a whole new system. Because a lot of people have already used Lightroom. A lot of our users are already using Lightroom and stuff. And there are some really ways you can do things super fast. And super clean, just for those who are wanting to do it without learning everything.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing is you could actually bring in, if you wanted to add embellishment, you could bring in you have a JPEG version of your cards, right, Cammie?
Yeah, actually they're all JPEG. There's a textured and an untextured.
Okay. So with the JPEG cards, you could actually bring those into Lightroom, and then with the Blurb plugin, you could put your cards and your photos together to add that little bit of extra to your 365 and then go through Blurb. You could also lay it out in Lightroom if you wanted and then print that and then use a printer like Persnickety Prints if you wanted to go that route. You know, those of us who've hung out in the scrapbooking world, we kind of get accustomed to Photoshop or Photoshop Elements, but there are ways of getting creative and doing it all through Lightroom. Just depends on your preference and ultimately, as Kelly has mentioned, just how much time you want to put into it.
Right. Yeah. And if you already have a software, you know, a lot of people already have Lightroom for photography. If their focus is photography, besides just going out and buying Elements or, you know, the big guns of Photoshop or something. So,
yeah. And the interesting thing that I see every year, we get, you know, in a month or two into 365, and people start asking, you know, what do I do with my photos and how do I go about that scrapbook page that I saw? So that's kind of always fun. So Cammy, do you want to tell us a little bit about your captured series and what inspired you for those?
Well, yeah. So what inspired me was you.
That sounded like a setup, didn't it?
But the way, you know, I'm like Kelly in that I'm not a big journaler. I kind of really just have rely on the picture to kind of spark the memory. I kind of have a little different approach to scrapbooking. And that I don't know, I'm not great at journaling to begin with. I tend to just kind of be like, just the facts, ma'am, you know, like it was this person on this day and this is what we did. So, but I think it's because, I don't want to contaminate like my daughter's memories through my voice. So when I look at the pictures of, from my mom, I know that I have different memories of what was going on at the time. And so I think I kind of am, it's more just I'm documenting things and that will have meaning to her and meaning to me, but that they mean different things to both, you know, all of us. So when I, because I'm not a journaler, when I was putting together this project, I kind of made a pack of journal cards because I think those are kind of, if you're a journaler, you'll need those throughout the whole year. And so I tried to make them really generic, just in a bunch of different colors and that you could use them multiple times, but mix them up so that it's not kind of like the exact same card every time you're journaling. But with the monthly prompts, I'm kind of going more towards just like you guys said, something that's just going to kind of a fun little thing to put in there, but not maybe necessarily for journaling, just like a little, just kind of coordinates with your prompt.
Yeah.
To say what the prompt was that matches what the photo was or something along the line. That's kind of how it's set up so that you could buy the journalers and do the journaling. And then every once in a while, just put in one of the little prompt cards, or you could buy the prompt cards and just use those to kind of add a little fun to that, to the project.
And they are just really fun. I think they add just a little bit of whimsy, just a little bit of difference. And I know for me, if, you know, I'm looking through 365 photos, it kind of breaks that up some so that I have to pause and look at the journaling card before I go on to a lot of other photos. And I'm looking right now at the January cards and the, you know, I hadn't even really looked at them. Well, I looked at them closely, but the unique one is just totally popping out at me right now is one of my favorite cards. It's just really fun. It's lots of polka dots with a blue polka dot that says unique on it. It's just fun. Really fun.
I'm really excited about these because I'm actually shooting on prompt pretty much every day so far this month. Woohoo! Like, home day! Yay! And so I am so excited, you know. And I was like, oh, that one's not in. Oh, that one is! Perfect!
Yes!
Perfect.
I know. I don't have... So I'm doing, like, about, nine? Is it nine?
It's nine, yeah.
And so I'm trying to pick out the ones that would be a little easier to have a visual, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Some of them, you know.
Some of them get a little out there.
Yeah. But We don't have one for everyone, but what I'm planning on doing, and I did a few just straight patterns in the base kit, is that to then also maybe every once in a while just release one that is either just patterns or not, you know, not even prompt driven, just something, you know, if you did want to have a card for every picture. And I know like this year's Katrina's got the self portraits going every month, right? That's a
right. Yeah, that's a repeating prompt. Yeah.
So I was going to do a pack that's really just a bunch of different cards for, because you're going to need like 12 of them, you know, so maybe trying to do 12 different cards that you could use for your self portraits. And so try and add things in for those prompts where it would be a little bit harder to make a card, that you could still have a card for that day if you wanted to do more of a standard project life card photo every day.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Kelly.
Well, actually, I have a product request.
Okay.
So, product request. Well, I was using those journal cards yesterday, and I was using your captured kit that kind of goes with it a little bit, doesn't it? Same color scheme and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think, or will you be releasing more papers for that? Or
yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Because I was like, oh, I want different color, but I want to sort of that. Cool.
Right now, well, and actually, when is this podcast going to go out?
This will go out on Thursday or Friday.
Okay. So actually, Friday would be the last day you could get it at that kit at the Daily Digi. And then it'll go into my store on the 7th of February. And then from there, I also probably will try and release a coordinating digital, more digi-driven product, whether it's more papers or more elements or more word arts, so that if you're doing it digitally, you can also do the project throughout the year with those products, and you can incorporate the journal cards into the digital project too. I think the kit has just, you know, digital pocket to put the cards in, but I use cards digitally just for filler and background and to cluster on or you know, give my, you know, frame my photo or something. So that you could do it either way. So I do definitely plan on having more kits, mini kits that are just geared towards the 12x12 layout, releasing throughout the year too.
Very cool. So there'll be some coordinating products that'll all go. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So you could do it either way.
Yeah. Nice. It gives people lots of options. And I think, you know, if you're new to scrapbooking, and there's an easy way to go about it, if you've been doing it a long time and are diving into 365, you've got something to grab from as well. It's cool. And I really appreciate you taking this on, Cammie. I know it was no small commitment.
Well, it's going to be, I mean, it's so fun. And I love your, I love Capture 365. Because I think it helps me. It does so much more than just give me a photo prompt. It in a way, it helps me see my world, and it helps me look for things, because I know, like, I'm looking for an umbrella, you know. So, you know, where in and that's where I kind of skim the prompts at the beginning of the month, and may, you know, I may be somewhere one day and I've already done my prompt for the day, but I see an umbrella or something, you know, like, it's just kind of helps me, you know, lift my head up and look around me and see what's going on and what's in my environment. And so it's fun, and it doesn't always have to be about me, and it doesn't always have to be about our life. It could just be a fun picture. You know, it could just be like, hey, I saw this umbrella at the grocery store. I thought it was cool. So I took a picture of it.
Well, and you know, the thing that I always say is that if you saw that umbrella at the grocery store and you thought it was cool and you took a photo about it, like, then that's about your life.
Yeah, it's something you like.
Yeah, something you noticed. Exactly. And I think, you know, we all move so quickly, and there's so much on all of our to-do lists. Taking that time to really notice the interesting, beautiful, unusual things around us is so important. It really does kind of push the pause button for a moment and slow us down some.
Yeah, because it says, you know, no matter what, it's if it's something that kind of spoke to you, it then it that it has its own story. Like there, you kind of can get a feel for a person just by the things that they were attracted to or the things that they liked. So yeah, it's all a part of who you are.
Absolutely. You know, we Kelly and I have talked about this before, that I feel like I know when people are going through, people in our community, when they're going through hard times or when life has gotten very busy for them, because their photos will shift and you will see like just different elements or not taking the time to show detail that they would have shown before. So it does become such a such an important reflection of who we are.
Yeah. So I am excited about this project, and I was honored that you would ask me.
Yay.
And I'm looking forward to it. And it's kind of awesome as a designer to have somebody hand you the inspiration. Here you go. Here's the list. Make these things. I was like, okay, I don't have to think. Here we go. This is, you know, like, I don't have to spend a lot of time thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I need an umbrella. Here we go. Let's draw an umbrella. Got it.
Cool. I'm going to start like, in the prompt list, like, Katrina, could you put a star next to this one? I want this one in the journal list.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to, the whole creative team now is going to be like, I want my. And that's the beauty too, is that you said you're inspired by me, but what you're actually inspired by is the whole creative team, because they do such a fabulous job of putting it all together. And, you know, we all write about 3 prompts per month, but we do, you know, balance them against each other and bounce them off of each other and look back over what we've done to come up with our current list each month. So it's kind of this cool collaborative effort that we've just, you know, extended our reach to you, Cammie.
Yeah.
It's just good stuff.
Well, really, and I feel stuff. Like you guys do all the hard work, and then I get to come in and look at all of the awesomeness that you came up with, and that's the easy. That's the easy part.
Oh, gosh. I look at what you do, and I'm like, oh, my part is so much easier.
Yeah. Could not design.
No, no, there's a reason that I had to ask. Oh, awesome discussion, ladies. We could talk much more about scrapbooking, and we will. I think we will. You will see Cammie again this year.
Yay.
Yeah. So let's talk about what we have seen in the gallery. And today I think we should call it what we've seen in the galleries, since we're branching out a little bit today. So Kelly, do you want to kick us off with your pick?
Sure. I picked Caring from Lynette. And the reason I picked it is because to me, it is the perfect shot of capturing everyday life photography. She's got a picture of her daughter, maybe 4 or 5 years old, I'm not sure, maybe older, with their little black lab puppy. And it is real life. I mean, that little girl is adorable. And you can tell she's been playing. Her hair is nice and, you know, fluffy from being outside. And
fluffy is a nice word. I think it's kind of a mess.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't have a little girl with hair, so I'm free to judge.
But it's a beautiful mess. It's a beautiful
it is.
Mess.
I mean, it's just so adorable. You can tell she's full of energy and full of life. And I think Lynette did a perfect job of capturing that, you know, in that relationship. She's got her arm wrapped around the dog, and the dog's got the little sandbox toy. And she's got those spunky little brown eyes. I mean, yep. I'm just, and Lynette looks like she has her hands probably.
With yes. Little,
probably.
You know, and the dog. But I love every bit about it. Those are the kind of pictures I want of my boys, you know, where you just catch that spirit in the moment. Yes. And well done, Lynette. I mean, as soon as I saw it, I was just like, oh, I want to look at you all day. You know, it's yeah. just.
Well, and we all have, you know, the 3 of us all have kids, so you know right. how difficult it is to get a child to stop long enough to look in the camera, give you a real smile. Like, all of that came together so beautifully in her photo.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, and it would not be the same picture if her hair was perfectly brushed
no.
and, you know, styled. And, you know, it, I mean, it looks like she just almost stopped really quick and turned and looked at her mom and was like, okay, I'm ready. You know, and then. Yeah.
And mom was ready.
Right across the yard right after that. And that's what I just love about it, is that it is a beautiful portrait But it just goes to show you don't have to, you know, have perfectly matched clothes. You know, she's not wearing all white khakis or, you know, these really trendy, perfectly magazine pictures, you know, or something. She's just a little girl playing in her yard with her dog. And yeah. I love it.
Well, and I love one of the things, you know, I often talk about context in photos, and she's got some beautiful context, but it's got great blur, so it doesn't take away from the focal point in the photo. But you can see that, you know, there's her swing set, and it looks like a trampoline, and gives it a great sense of place.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Cammie, I think you have a photo for us, too, don't you, from the Scrap Orchard Gallery?
You, from your... Your challenge this month was the Where You Stand prompt, and Chippy uploaded a picture, and I actually ended up featuring it on our blog in our gallery standouts, because it just, as I was going through the gallery looking at the layouts, this one just jumped out at me. And even it's so simple, and it's just, it's not even scrapped, it's just the picture of her, and it's, I think it, what jumped out at me first was the colors, you know, because it's like this really dark background. And then just along the bottom edge, you can see her, her dress and her feet, and there's some water there. And it's just a beautiful picture. But then when I went and looked at it, and she has this caption underneath that says, "Melody promised that she wouldn't squirt me with the hose." Yeah, right. It just made me laugh, because it's like, That's a perfect, and it's a perfect example of everyday life. And then the prompt, like your prompt inspired her to just take this picture to tell the story that has nothing to do with it, you know, the story, other than, you know, she takes a picture of her wet dress and her wet feet, and is, you know, from where, she, you know, she's standing there in this puddle of water that her daughter squirted her. So I loved it.
It becomes just a really good story about the moment without being an obvious photo of the moment.
Yeah, it's a great way to remember the moment. And especially after it's passed, you don't have the picture of Melody. She didn't have the picture of her daughter squirting her. So she took the picture afterwards and said, you know, she said she wasn't going to squirt me, but obviously she did.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. And it takes something, you know, this the photo, because of the way her dress is kind of ruffly and soft, you know, with the beautiful red, it feels very serene and, you know, peaceful. And then you feel, and then you read the story and it's like, oh, that's so not serene and peaceful. Yeah. I love that contrast. So I took my photo I picked mine in a different direction, and this one had really stood out for me in the gallery as just almost a haunting photo, but just absolutely beautiful. And this is by Nicole Bradbury, and it's her upset photo. And so she took a self-portrait because nobody else in her house wanted to model for her. I think we all know that too well. And this was a prompt, I think, that was hard for many of us. I know that I happened to have a child that got upset, and I was like, oh, perfect, you're upset, I'm taking your photo.
Did you provoke him? I was about to provoke my children. Come on, yell at me.
I'm so glad that you are upset. Hold on.
Yes,
exactly. Exactly. And then he said to me, "I don't like when you take my photo when I'm upset. I want you to stop." And all I had said to him is, "We're going to go to the nursery because I would like to buy a couple of plants." And that was enough to upset him. So it was a total opportunist. So, but not everybody had the upset child. So she did this fabulous job of setting up a chair in front of her window. So she's got fabulous light. And she says she put the camera on a set of drawers and set the timer to a 10-second delay. And then she jumped into the frame. And she's, you know, she's folded over the top of the chair and with her head down. So you just see her hair and this very, you know, sad demeanor of her body. You can't see her face at all. And she's given a beautiful, beautiful conversion. And I think what I really love about it is just the placement in the frame. It's on the third line on the right-hand side, which is the, you know, the heavier side of a frame where our eye kind of naturally goes. And you can just feel the emotion. You're just really taken there. And, you know, I'm one really drawn most of the time to the everyday life photos, but this is such perfectly set up example of taking a prompt and making it work when it doesn't present itself in your everyday life. It was one I had to talk about. What was that, that Kelly?
I would say I love it. And I, you know, I always curious about the process. You know, she's told us what she's done, but since the right-hand corner, you know, is such, there's that little bit of light behind her and it's darker mm-hmm. elsewhere. So it makes me wondering if she's processed it so that the light is uneven to draw you to that corner. Because I think it's perfect. If the light was equal across behind her, it would create a completely different emotion. Or maybe not completely different, but it wouldn't make the emotion as strong
right.
as having that, you know, darker left-hand side. And so, Nicole, if you're listening, if you let us know, I always like to know, you know, what was the process here? Or was that naturally the lighting of this room? And if that's the case, then that's even a better, that's a perfect decision. You know,
exactly.
Took advantage of that perfect lighting position to create this beautiful picture.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know if this was edited in Lightroom or if it was in Photoshop. You know, I'm wondering if it's a bit of a vignette. And then cropped after the vignette. But it'd be interesting to hear. So hopefully Nicole will share her steps with us. So fabulous photo. So great photos. We could talk about so many. In fact, maybe we should an episode that's all we do.
I think that would be really great. I really do.
There are so many. It's overwhelming. And I think, you know, all of the creative team, as they pick their favorites of the week, we all have struggled with managing to see everybody's and being able to leave comments on everybody's because it is the gallery is just rocking.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, if I get out for a day or two, I come back in, I'm like, oh, where do I get back to? You know, it's just so overwhelming because so many people have posted and it's wonderful. But then I feel a little bad that I've missed, you know, maybe a lot.
Exactly. So we're doing a couple of things to hopefully make that easier. You know, obviously we're mentioning them on the podcast. So you get a peek at some people's photos. And then if you haven't found yet on Facebook, on our Facebook page, there is an album of the photos of the day. That is absolutely one of my favorite albums to look at. I go to Facebook sometimes and I just sit there and look at them. I'm like, these are amazing. And those get added typically in the evening of the day that they're taken. Occasionally they float over to the next day. But those are the photos of the day as we're selecting them. And then, of course, once a week we do the photos of the week that you can find in the forum and be able to see everybody's photos of the week. So that's an easier way to kind of catch up if you find yourself falling behind or just, you know, can't keep up. There are options. And I have some other ideas brewing that I'll hopefully share soon. So Kelly, what's in your bag?
What's in my bag? Well, I picked a feed from Instagram, a user, a follower. I don't know what you call them.
A user.
A user sounds terrible. User.
An Instagrammer.
Thank you. His name is Chris Churchill, and he's actually a good friend of ours. His wife is a very dear friend of mine, and she actually came to San Francisco when I came and followed around with Katrina.
She was delightful.
Her wife, Laura. And then Chris is her husband. Anyway, Chris is an incredibly talented photographer with his iPhone. He does not use a DSLR ever, only uses his iPhone. And he has racked up quite a following. And you'll find him in lots and lots of different groups all over Instagram. I can't even think of them all. He moderates the local Instagram Kansas City group. His photos, though, are perfect representations of everyday photography. He's always picturing his life, his beautiful children, Laura, his wife. You know, they hike a lot. They go to the art museum. They have messy kitchens, you know, just real life, whatever they're doing. And it's just really stunning. So if you're interested in, you know, more ideas for your iPhonography, then I would look at Chris.
He is absolutely inspiring. I've followed him since I met Laura last year and have just loved seeing his work. Love being inspired by everything that he does. Just really good stuff. So
yeah, I think he would be an awesome guest if we ever want to do like an iPhonography phone or, you know, podcast or something, because his ideas are amazing.
That is a brilliant, brilliant idea. We'll have to, we're coming up with all these ideas today. I kind of like that. Yay. Yeah. Yay. So we'll make a list and get all of those together. So Cammie, anything in your bag?
Well, I'm sure the supplies. You guys know I had a little stress about this, but one of my favorite sites that I like to go to is Humans of New York.
Oh yeah.
And I love everything about the site. And quite often just sit here bawling and tearing up and having my heart swell, reading all the stories. But one of my favorite things to do is to study his pictures. And sometimes I try and figure out where the light is coming from or how he's, just what's going on with the picture. But I kind of also like to look at the picture, and because he has the picture and then underneath he'll have a little story or a quote, or he's asking him a question or something. But to kind of look at the picture and kind of think, well, what do I think? You know, what do I think that is going on here? And then to read the quote or the story. And I would say almost 100% of the time, I'm totally wrong. I'm totally off. I totally don't, you know, to me, that's what is so haunting about these pictures sometimes, is that when you look at the picture and then when you hear what the person has to say or what their story is, it's amazing. So I don't know. I love this site. I think it's a great place, especially for portraitures, to just see his pictures, because he's photographing in so many different environments under so many different conditions: outside, dark, night, day, you know,
snowy.
So, backlit, frontlit, you know, I mean, just everywhere. He has an amazing photographer.
Yeah, he has a very consistent look no matter what his lighting is.
Yes.
They have a really, really beautiful, beautiful color tone to them. And my guess is they don't appear to be overly edited.
Well, and I was going to say, for as many as he's taking every day with the quote and putting on his website, I'd almost bet these are right off the camera. He's just that amazing of a photographer.
Well, and I think beyond his photos, one of the things that I find completely compelling with him is his ability to make such an intimate connection with strangers and have them tell him details of their life. Everything imaginable, from, you know, crimes they've committed to secrets and things that you wouldn't just share with anyone. And he's getting that, and he's getting this very intimate photo. And sometimes, you know, from his captions, he's getting those in just fractions of minutes. Yes. He's not spending a lot of time setting up.
No. So I'd love for you to have him on the show too.
Oh, no kidding. I would love to have him on the show too. I would be nervous.
Well, and it is kind of, it did start off as a Project 365.
Right.
But a different approach. And so I think that he's fascinating. And I think that the way he we're seeing the world through his eyes, not only how he sees it, but also what he feels, how he's engaging with the world and what he is able to give to people and pull out of people is beautiful.
And, you know, and he really has given to people. If you follow the comments on Facebook for some of the photos and follow some of the stories after he's taken them, people have provided help and money and support to people, and just this really very humanized look at the people of New York. It's absolutely compelling.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Wow.
You have not heard of it. Oh, Kelly, you'll love it.
Yeah.
You'll love it. And then after you look at them, we'll have to talk about how he lights his photos. If he's actually using any type of flash or if it's all natural light, because that's the stumper for me. I think he's using some flash, but
flash maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to you to link me up so I can investigate it.
Excellent. Excellent. So humans of New York.
Okay.
So I have. So what's in my bag? Well, I just changed it because mine seemed really silly after your two that were so amazing. So I'm going to share something that I have been totally intrigued by. I ran across it by accident last year on Instagram with the user Pictured Thoughts. And she has these amazing photos. But what caught my eye originally were these vignettes that she would put together of just all different objects, and they're studio lit, but they're gorgeous and they're really interesting. You just kind of fall into all the detail that she's included. And then I was looking at her hashtag and it said 7 vignettes. Like, what is this 7 vignettes thing? So I finally found it, and it is an Australian blogger, Interiors Addict, and they do a monthly challenge called 7 Vignettes, and for 7 days you do a vignette each day, and so it's just set up for each month and for each of those 7 days, and each of the 7 days has a topic. So for February, starting on February 1st, the first vignette is love, and then the second vignette is purple. But if you go to Instagram and you go to the hashtag 7 vignettes, there are such amazingly interesting photos. And I think that I'm going to give it a try this month and try my hand at setting up some photos. And I think I'm compelled by it because it's such a great practice in composition and color and pattern and texture that I think practicing that and really taking the time to create it will transfer into my everyday photos. So I'm going to try to kind of make that connection. And it's been a long time since I gave myself a photo challenge outside of the 365. So this should be a little fun for me.
That is fun.
Yeah, and you have to see
them. Looking at the site, yeah.
Yeah, the photos are just pretty fabulous.
Yeah, they're amazing. And sometimes it's nice to take a photo just for the artistic, just to with intention and to just have, I want to take a picture, but I don't know what to take a picture, but I just want to take a picture. And so this is kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they each end up kind of telling a story and having, so much detail in them. And I really think you could take your everyday life items and put them in to the vignette, and now you've got this beautiful photo of some piece of your everyday life. So like love, for me, I've been kind of toying with how I'm going to put that together, and I keep coming to like my son's favorite toys and the ones he loves right now, and how cool that would be to put them all in a frame and thoughtfully put it together and photograph them.
Oh, I can't wait to see what you do.
I'm committing here. I'm saying it out loud so that I have to do it.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but I've heard some people. Whoops, I'll just stop now.
It's only 7 days, Kelly. It's only seven days. Kelly likes to hold over my head. My 2013 effort to post all of my 365 photos, but she's going to be surprised when she sees them all printed and beautiful and displayed on my coffee table.
I just hold them over you as like, the carrot in front of you. I'm not really holding them over you. It's the,
Yeah, that's your.
I'm sorry. You did push play, right? Now that we're just about done. See, I'll hold that one over you.
Yeah, thank you. It does remind me, the term that Cammie said earlier, and I didn't comment on, and I really needed to, that she doesn't want to contaminate her child's memories.
Oh, is that?
I love that. I just have to say, my child's memories are so contaminated.
That sounds actually not good. And I didn't mean it that way, because I'm more just that. I don't know.
I totally get what you mean, though. I totally understand. Because I have an 8-year-old who thinks he remembers when he was one.
Because you've contaminated his memory.
Exactly. Exactly. So I continue to contaminate. I said to him this morning, you are going to hug me forever and stay close, aren't you? And he said, yes, Mama, I am.
There you go.
I am all about parental contamination.
Me too.
Well, ladies, this has been lovely, and I could continue on and on with talking to all of you, but I'm guessing that we all have some stuff that we've got to do. You know, Kelly probably has some purging of her family's details she needs to take care of.
I so deserve that. I'm proud of you.
I was really working hard to work that one in since I hadn't called you cold-hearted or yeah. anything yet. And my hoarding had not come up, so.
No, see?
I do have my paper supplies still, just so you all know.
You never.
I never purge anything. Oh, my goodness. Well, ladies, thank you so much, and thank you for listening to Capture Your 365 podcast. You can find us at captureyour365.com. And Cammie, where can everybody find you?
At
scraporchard.com. Excellent. And I believe you have some freebies at your personal site, Ziggle Scraps, for Capture Your 365 users as well.
Yes. Wait, we have January card and a Capture Your 365 card. And then I believe every month we will be putting together at least the prompt cards for free. And then maybe one fun little extra one that you are giving away too, right?
I am. And those, you can find those linked to today's podcast because I'm not exactly sure where I left it. You'll also find a link to the vote. We have one more week of voting left to vote where we're going to photo walk in 2014. We have lots of votes coming in. The race between Chicago and Philadelphia is really close. And I have not added up the Denver total, Kelly, because I know you're thinking about that one.
I'll just wait and see.
Okay. So for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, we're Capture Your 365 is coming to 4 locations in 2014. Where I'll be leading a free photo walk and I'll be joined by creative team members and we'll get together, meet the community, and do a little photo taking. It's my U.S. tour 2014.
All right. I'm so excited about that. I know we're saying goodbye. I'm really.
We're just going to stretch this on as long as we
can. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm excited about it too. I'm excited about it, and I'm buying tickets. I'm not buying tickets yet because voting's not closed, but I will be buying tickets really soon. I'm also headed out to Scrap Expo in March because I want to hang out with Cammie in Utah.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
It was fun before. I expect it to be even more fun this time.
It's always fun when we get together.
It's always good to be able to make to spend real life time with your online friends.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye.